Prepared Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to continue on with this Betray Us versus Communist Israel. The reaction to the candid remarks by Betray Us provides a revealing list of critics. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, a personal friend of Communist Prime Minister Betray Us. And a leading supporter of Communist Israel, was outraged. Foreign Policy, a magazine of the Foreign Policy Association, whined that Betray Us was hardening U.S. policy towards Communist Israel. Abe Foxman, a Jew, national director of the Anti-Defamation League, issued a statement condemning Betray Us. The web that entangled Betray Us also features a similar cast of interconnected individuals and institutions. When Betray Us took command of the troops in Iraq, the Jepson Center for Counterterrorism at Tufts University and Incubator for Counterterrorism Strategies was was cooperating closely with pro-communist Israel policy groups such as Hudson Institute, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, and the Project for a New American Century. The other women in the Betrayus affair, Paula Broadwell, just happens to be deputy director of the Jepson Center. A West Point graduate, Miss Broadwell, a specialist in black ops, had participated in a summer cadet exchange program with communist Israel and even lived in a communist kibbutz. Notorious for his interest in young women, Betrayus was the perfect target for a honeypot operation. Broadwell instituted herself into the general's world by writing a bragging account of his extremely successful career. A scandal, it seems, was supposed to be unveiled before the election, perhaps intended to prevent President Barack Obama's re-election, but backstage maneuvering prevented that from happening. However, the result has been that high-level opposition in Washington to communist Israel's agenda has certainly been crippled by Betrayus ouster. With the Betrayus ouster. That's all of that report, folks. Okay, let's go to another report now. 49 states file secession petitions with District of Criminals, D.C. Many states believe U.S. federal government is mismanaged. Secession only option for future prosperity. Washington has been flooded with petitions by a rapidly growing number of states moving to peacefully secede from the United States. Since the first online petition came from Louisiana the day after the presidential election, 49 states have now followed suit as of November 15th. Most of these petitions read like this: peacefully grant the state of Arizona to withdraw from the United States of America and create its own new government. Continuing on, as the founding fathers of the United States of America made clear in the Declaration of Independence of 1776, and I quote, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station of to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them to descend respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which compel them to the separation. Governments are instituted among men, depriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government, unquote. Louisiana was the first state to file a petition a day after the election. Texas was the next state to follow suit. The government allows 1 month from the day the petition is submitted to obtain 25,000 signatures in order for the Abomination administration to consider the request. The White House website, however, states if a petition meets the signature threshold, it will be reviewed by the administration and we will issue a response. As of November 15th, Texas had collected a staggering 109,000 signatures, and the numbers are rising rapidly. The Texas petition reads as follows, and I quote, "The U.S. continues to suffer economic difficulty stemming from the federal government's neglect to reform domestic and foreign spending. The citizens of the United States suffer from blatant abuses of their rights, such as the NDAA, the TSA, etc., given that the state of Texas maintains a balanced budget and is the 15th largest economy in the world. It is practically feasible for Texas to withdraw from the Union, and to do so would protect its citizens' standard of living and re-secure their rights and liberties in accordance with the original ideas and beliefs of our founding fathers, which are no longer being reflected by the federal government." Texas Governor Rick Perry stated that he does not stand behind the petition for secession from the Union. Louisiana has collected over 35,000 signatures. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, and Tennessee also surpassed the 35,000 needed only within a week. South Carolina, Colorado, Arkansas, Missouri, Arizona, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana are also poised to reach that mark soon. A dozen more states are picking up thousands of petitions daily. Total signatures now top 675,000 signatures. "We just want to grow our own food." Okay, that was all of that report, folks. Now we're going to go to, "We just want to grow our own food." American Free Press speaks with homeowner battling City Hall for the right to plant, harvest, own vegetables. Orlando, Florida, who says you can't fight City Hall? Who says you can't fight City Hall? Certainly not homeowners Jason and Jennifer Alveston, who attracted national attention by refusing to comply with the November 7th deadline to dig up the vegetable garden in their front yard and replace it with more generic ground covering. Okay, I hear the music, folks. We're going to take a break for some very important messages.
Honorable Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Officer Jack McLam program. Now I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you today. We're going to go back to this report. We just want to grow our own food. You'll take my house before you take my vegetable garden, said Jason Halveston during an interview with Orlando's WKMG6. There's nothing wrong here. There's nothing poisonous here. The American Free Press reporter recently spoke with Jason Halveston, who went into depth about his family's ongoing ordeal and commitment to resist overbearing government officials who believe they have the right to dictate what a homeowner can have on his property. Our problems began when a landlord who resides in Puerto Rico came to visit a property that she owns here in the neighborhood, said Halveston. She happened to come into town just as we were turning our crops. Apparently, the absentee owner doesn't like what she saw and complained to the local authority. A visit from code enforcement officials soon followed, and the Halvestons were determined to be in violation of a vaguely written city code, which dictates that ground covers must be planted in a way that gives off finished appearance. In other words, aesthetics that keep property values and tax revenues high trump a house owner's right to use what little fertile soil he has to grow healthy and affordable food for his family. At least in the eyes of Orlando officials, I equate a finished appearance with well-kept and maintained, said Halveston. I'm not about to entertain a debate about which plant is prettier than another. Everything we grow is organic and poses no threat to anyone. We don't even use pesticides. In fact, we squash caterpillars with our own two fingers. Unsympathetic code enforcement officials told Halveston that he had no option but to remove his garden, to which he replies, I refuse to do that. So what's the next step? Initially, Halveston's case was expected to go before a code enforcement board whose members would decide the fate of his garden. However, as he explained, I just received an email from the city. They apparently want to have a meeting with me so we can work this thing out. We're expecting them to try to reach an agreement with us as to what an acceptable garden is. And we've already decided that we will accept no restriction other than to keep the garden in our own yard and properly maintain it. Okay, folks. The growing international case for sanctions against communist Israel. That's the next report. Leading international voices of peace make their case for boycott, divestment, and sanctions against communist Israel in a new book called The Case of Sanctions Against Communist Israel, edited by Audrey Lim. In July 2011, Communist Israel passed legislation outlawing the public support of boycott activities against the state of Israel, corporations and settlements, adding a crackdown on free speech that its continuing blockade of Gaza and the expansion of legal settlements. Nonetheless, the campaign for boycott, divestment, and sanctions continues to grow in strength within communist Israel and Palestine, as well as in Europe and the United States. The essential intervention considers all sides of the movement, including detailed and contain additional contributions from both sides of the separate wall, along with a stellar list of international commentators. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Back to this report. We just want to grow our own food. Even if Halveston's individual case is resolved to his satisfaction, he is vowed to continue to fight the archaic city code that continues to oppress home gardeners. There's been many people in the city of Orlando who've been forced to dig up something because they are in violation of this code, said Halveston. In 2010, code enforcement made a gentleman pull up his corn because he said he could only use 10% of his backyard for growing crops. So this is no longer about our little garden. This is about everyone's constitutional and religious right to grow their own vegetables. Halveston is an architect and engineer by trade who lost his lucrative job as a result of the housing crisis of 2007. For him, gardening is not a hobby, it's a way to survive. We've been struggling to hang on to our house during these tough economic times. And one of the things that helped us save thousands of dollars is by growing our own vegetables, he said. In the short time he and his wife have been gardening, the Halvestons have grown an abundance of crops, including cabbage, onions, carrots, and tomatoes. And although that may have led to their recent trouble with the law, they have no regrets. In fact, they consider the entire ordeal to be a blessing in disguise. We're actually grateful to the person that complained, said Jason Halveston. She's not part of our community here, but she has brought our neighborhood closer together than they've ever been. Now everybody in the neighborhood has things planted in their garden and wants one of their own. And we're helping them do just that. The Halvestons have received a lot of local support shortly after their run in the code enforcement goon. Run in with the code enforcement goon. They circulated a petition around the neighborhood and gathered more than 200 signatures on their behalf. Another petition generated by Kitchen Gardeners International has collected an excess of 3,500 signatures nationwide. Sorry, folks. We want people to know there's nothing wrong with growing your own vegetables, said Jennifer Halveston. During World War I, we had Victory Garden. Now, in 2012, we have Patriot Gardens. The government has always encouraged Americans to grow vegetable gardens during economic downturns. We just want to continue with that movement. Going back to the growing international case for sanctions against communist Israel. In addition, communist Israel has hundreds of nuclear missiles, 450 nuclear missiles, yet it has neither allowed international nuclear inspectors into the nation nor signed on to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. With contributions by numerous international lawyers and experts, the case for sanctions against communist Israel is strong. The book, soft cover, 237 pages, $16 and $4 shipping and handling inside the U.S. Call 1-888-699-6397. Toll free. Call 1-888-699-6397. Toll free to charge or to send payments with form on page 16 of American Free Press. See more books and videos online at www.americanfreepress.net. Okay, folks, we're going to go to another report here. Students rise up against forced chipping. Critics say mandatory use of trackable microchip IDs makes better prisoners, not better students. San Antonio, Texas. The San Antonio sophomore who opposed microchipping students' IDs that would track their every movement has inspired a groundswell of 300 students in her huge district who now refuse to wear the identification chip over religious, personal, privacy, safety, and civil liberties concerns. In addition, some 700 other people have signed petitions opposing the microchipping program. American Free Press first reported this story on September 17 and 24. Addition, on November 12, Andrew Hernandez and her determined father, Stephen, met with this AFP writer to update their fight against the attempted requirements of the Northside Independent School District for all 4,200 students in John Jay High School and Anson Jones Middle School to wear microchip student picture IDs worn like necklaces. Most of the students objecting to the microchipped IDs are in the high school. Yet, at Anson Jones, some parents are taking out their kids because they say they don't want them to be a part of this, and media covers it up. Mr. Hernandez told AFP, American Free Press, Northside Independent School District started its student locator project in August. School documents show the total upfront implementation price for just those two buildings is $555,000. NISD wants to eventually force all 100,000 students in the sprawling district's 112 school buildings to wear the chipped badges. The RFID remote frequency identification chips, according to NISD, enabled school officials to track students on campus, monitor their whereabouts, and confirm their attendance. In addition, the Hernandez believe that NISD is mainly pushing the issue to achieve the attendance goals needed to qualify for about $2 million in state education aid. Mr. Hernandez is awaiting a response from school administrators to a letter he delivered to them on October 19th, in which he refused their most recent proposed remedy of allowing Andreas to discreetly wear ID that is not microchipped as long as she outwardly supports the RFID program. Mr. Hernandez related to American Free Press that he protested, "My daughter is not going to wear the symbol of your program so that she can put on a pretty face on it." He recalled being told by the administrator, and I quote, "She won't have to wear the chip, but she'll fall in line like everybody else," unquote. Hence Stephen's objection to extend the basic premise behind the program, not simply because his daughter's ID is chipped. It'd be a waste of time to wear an empty badge because I wouldn't wear anything. Ms. Hernandez added, saying she would be content with wearing her basic freshman ID badge she received before the RFID issued arose. The father recalled the comment of a lady who, after learning about the RFID controversy during the recent school board meeting, may have summed up best by telling the school board, "You have created prisoners, not model citizens." In some instances, students have destroyed their ID. Others leave the ID at home. The program was supposed to be put before voters as a ballot proposal, but they took it off the ballot and voted it in among themselves. And the ballot and the badges the first facility wear are fake, meaning no chip, said Mr. Hernandez. RFID opponents see that as a double standard. With the help of activists from We Are Change San Antonio and We Are Change Texas Hill Country, the Hernandezes collected the 700 signatures at football games and other venues over the last few weeks to show officials there is broad opposition to tracking students like they are commodity, making school districts virtually indistinguishable from low-security prisons by establishing a basic component of captivity, which is made more overt by using RFID technology. That's what they've reduced our children to, inventory, said Mr. Hernandez, whose objections to the RFID program are based mainly on religious ground. In another new development, two new bills just filed in the state legislature in Austin would ban or control RFID students' IDs statewide. The first one bans the use of RFID in any school district throughout the state of Texas. Mrs. Hernandez told American Free Press, "The second one says it's okay for your district if your district has RFID and there has to be an opt-out program." any negative consequences brought against them. Mr. Hernandez just secured the Virginia-based Rutherford Institute help. Okay, I hear the music, folks. We're going to take a break for some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Until next hour. So I want to give out the call-in number for totally open phone next hour on the Officer Jack McLam program. Totally open phone. Here's the number to call in on if you'd like to say a few words or ask questions. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Once again, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in next hour on totally open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I wish you would. Okay, we're going back to students rise up against forced chipping. With the help of activists from We Are Change, San Antonio, and We Are Change, Texas Hill Country, the Hernandez collected the 700 petition signatures at football games and other venues over the last few weeks to show officials there is broad opposition to tracking students like they are commodities, making school districts virtually indistinguishable from low-power, low-security prisons by extinguishing the basic components of captivity, which is made more overt by using RFID technology. That's what we've reduced our children to, inventory, said Mr. Hernandez, whose objections to the RFID program are based mainly on religious grounds. In another new development, two new bills just filed in the state legislature in Austin would ban or control RFID students' IDs statewide. The first one bans the use of RFID in any school district without the state of Texas, throughout the state of Texas. Ms. Hernandez told American Free Press, the second one says it's okay for your district if your district has RFID, but there has to be an opt-out program. And if there is an opt-out program, the people that go through that cannot have any negative consequences brought against them. Mr. Hernandez just secured a Virginia-based Rutherford Institute help. This help... This helped him secure the services of Austin attorney Jerry Lynn Ward, a welcome development after he tried for weeks to unsuccessfully to find an attorney to listen.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation.